Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's check in with the editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey. Seamus, good morning. There is news in Uptown about a bakery for dogs. We need to hear about this.
Right, exactly. Well, important news here going up and going on in Uptown. It's called La Barkery. Like you said, it is a bakery specifically for dogs. Pet supplies, but the owner, she makes dog treats, and it's open right next to a bakery for humans. It's right at 4151 North Broadway. It's next to Klein's Bakery and Cafe for the folks in Uptown to know that. But our reporter Joe Ward was out there, and he literally saw dogs like urging their owners to take them inside. So that the word's on the street, dogs know about this place. And it's just, I find it hilarious. I know some people might think it's a little over the top, but the owner ran cafes for people before, and she saw a need here, and it's so far so good. La Barkery in Uptown.
Hopefully people who mean to stop into Klein's for some goodies to bring to a party won't go into the dog bakery by mistake.
You know, who knows? I mean, it's getting good reviews, so, maybe I'd be willing to try one.
4151 North Broadway. On the south side, a long-awaited plan to bring homes to the area is still in progress. What's the latest on this and container homes? What exactly are we talking about here, Seamus?
Right. We're talking about a neighborhood, a sort of a mini neighborhood of homes built out of shipping containers, three or four per property. The homes would be about 1,200 to 1,800 square feet. And basically the construction materials are shipping containers that are modified to become two and three bedroom homes with patios. It's quite a sight. We've got some photos of them at blockclubchicago.org. And it's just part of this trend to reuse these shipping containers. We're seeing it all over the city. There's the Boxville little mini mall in the Bronzeville neighborhood. There's a Starbucks up in Rogers Park made out of a shipping container. So just trying to get new uses out of these and make them little, things that can be cheaper to build and a little bit more affordable. So this one's called Vincennes Village. It's in the 7200 block of North Vincennes in the Greater Grand Crossing neighborhood. So they're hoping to start assembling these things in the first quarter of next year and have people living in them next year. So it'd be one of those things you'll drive by it and you'll do a double take.
Yeah.
Like, what are those things? But it's kind of a cool concept and a way to get people housing, not at quite the same price as a regular house.
Interesting. Well, first, the Jane Byrne Interchange finally was completed after 9 years. And now the century-old water main replacement in Lakeview concludes. How about that?
Right, exactly. It's not quite the same scope of the project, but the big part about this Lakeview water main replacement was this happens in a lot of neighborhoods, not just in Chicago, but all over. They have to come and take down all the trees on the block for blocks and blocks, 100-year-old trees. Folks in Lakeview, they put up a fight this time, and they fought City Hall and they won. They saved 29 trees on their block, and this is Paulina between Belmont and Lincoln. Big victory for the neighbors, even bigger for the trees. But they basically got them to move the water main project a little bit further into the street. And, it doesn't sound like that big of a deal, but if you picture your, every single mature tree on your block or in your neighborhood coming down, it really just changes, just the whole look of the block. So lots of celebrating in West Lakeview for the neighbors that banded together and managed to save all their trees.
Thank you, Seamus, and I hope your celebrations are good ones over the holidays. Have a great one. We'll talk to you in the new year.
Thanks so much, Bob. You too.